When I was a kid, I was very much a rules kid. Didn't matter what the rule was, I was going to follow it. We had this thing at home where we had to eat all of our vegetables before we could get up from the dinner table. My brother, my older brother, he was like a lot of kids. You know, he would shove his peas underneath the Salisbury steak. Or if we were having broccoli, he might take a bite and then bring his napkin up. But me, it didn't matter if we were having what we were having, even if we were having beets. Now, at this point in my life, I love beets. But at the time, I hated them. But even if we were having beets, I would sit there and I would eat every red, vinegary, disgusting bite. Because that's what I was supposed to do. That's how I felt good about myself. Well, my mom and I, we had this routine where every Monday after she would drop my older brother off at school, we would go grocery shopping. And we lived in kind of a small town, and we would go to this little grocery store called the Green Market. The Green Market had these three people that worked there on Mondays. There was Maud. She was the checkout lady, and she actually lived right across the street from me. And she had this big head of silver hair. Every hair was perfectly in place. It looked like she had a space helmet on top of her head. And there was Robbie. He was the bagger boy. He had always had a big smile on his face. He would take us, take our groceries out to the car for us whenever we were there. And the other person who worked there was the manager man. Now, I didn't get to see him very often. Most of the time he spent up in his office, was in this corner of the building, up some stairs and behind one of those two-way mirrors. But whenever my mom would write a check, the manager man would come down. Mrs. Huddle, he'd approve the check, and then he'd march back up. Well, my mom and I had a routine where we would go through all the regular aisles. We'd get our peanut butter and our bread, and then we'd go get our produce last. And this one day, as we were headed over to the produce section, I stopped at the candy bin. It was this big, round candy bin that had like 9 or 10 different types of candy in it. You could put whatever kind you want in a plastic bag, and then they'd take them, they'd weigh them up at the front. My favorite were the jelly logs. These little kind of gumdrop-like things, but a little bit bigger. They were all different colors. They had sugar on the outside, and they were individually wrapped. And there were different tiers of jelly logs. You know, the red and the orange ones were the best. The green and the yellow ones were pretty good. And then the black ones and the white ones, those are the kind that I gave to my dad. Well, I stopped as we were headed over to the produce section, and I looked at the candy, and I said, Mom, can we buy some jelly logs today? And she said, no, not today. I'm going to get some apples. So I just sat there, or I stood there, and I looked at the jelly logs, all these different colors in that bin. It looked like this huge treasure chest of candy. My mom got the apples, and she started to go over to the checkout counter. Right before she headed over, she kind of peeked over and she said, come on, let's go. And then she disappeared behind the big aisles. So I stepped out from behind the candy bin and I saw on the floor this purple jelly log. It was still in its wrapper, but it had some dust and dirt on it. And I thought, you know what, that's dirty. They can't sell that. They're going to have to sweep that up and throw it away. And I thought, well, they're going to sweep it up and throw it away, I might as well put it in my pocket. So I reached down, I picked up that purple jelly log, put it in my pocket, I went up to the checkout counter and said hello to Maud, hello to Robbie, the bagger boy. My mom wrote out a check and the manager man came down. Mrs. Huddle? And then he disappeared up into his office. Robbie, the bagger boy, he put our groceries into a cart, and he started leading us out of the store. As the cart hit the automatic door, that black pad with the white arrow that opened up the door, I thought, I wonder if there's something in that pad or in that door that knows I've got this purple jelly log in my pocket. But I stepped on the pad and through the door, and nothing happened. No buzzers, no alarms, no sirens. So we went up to the car. We packed it up. I got in. We didn't have child seats, but I got in and I put the seatbelt on. And the whole way home, I kept checking to see if Mom could see. You know, the little jelly log was squished by the seatbelt, but it felt like it was as big as a bread loaf. And I just wanted to make sure she couldn't see it at all. We got home, and as soon as we got there, I went to the backyard. We had this big silver maple tree. I went and hid in the shade of the tree there. I pulled out the jelly log. I took a bite, and it was a purple one. I didn't like the purple ones very much, but I wasn't going to give this one to my dad. I finished it, and I realized that I had this evidence. So I went up to the trash can and I hid it in the trash there. On Thursday night, my dad took the trash out to the corner. On Friday morning, the garbage man came, threw the trash away, and poof, it was gone. So next Monday, after we dropped my brother off at the elementary school, we went through the regular aisles, and I stopped at the candy bin there at the green market, but I didn't ask Mom if we could buy any candy. I just started playing with them, kind of like I was on a construction job. I was pretending like I was a big crane. She got some produce and then started to head over to the checkout counter. "Ricky, we can't get any candy today. Come on, let's go." She disappeared. Now, all these jelly logs were on the floor. They were going to have to sweep those up and throw them away. I might as well put them in my pocket. So I reached down and I picked up orange and red jelly logs, put them in my pocket. I went up to the counter and said hello to Maude and hello to Robbie. My mom wrote out a check. The manager man came down. "Mrs. Huddle, can I speak with you for a moment?" She went over and they whispered back and forth. And then when they were done, even though I'd never talked to this guy before and I definitely didn't know his name, he looked right at me and he said, "Ricky, I need you to come with me." I looked at my mom. I knew she would save me. And she said, "Ricky, you need to go with him." So I followed the manager man up into his corner office and I sat on this green vinyl chair that he had there. He sat behind his desk. "So, is there anything you want to say?" And there was nothing I wanted to say to him. "Ricky, did you steal something?" You know, and I played through all this logic that I had going through my mind, and I said, And he says, "Son, I saw you take those candies." Now, the tears were just like pushing. I felt all this pressure right behind my eyeballs, but I was holding them back, and I said, "They were on the floor, and you were going to have to sweep them up and throw them away, so they were trash." "And how did they get there?" And then I couldn't hold them back anymore. The tears just shot up my eyes and poured down my face. "I'm sorry. I didn't want it. You can have it. I'll never do it again." He handed me some tissues. You know, I kind of wiped off my face. And he said, "Now don't make me bring you back here again. Go on home with your mom." So I went out and I ran up to my mom and I grabbed a hold of her leg. I buried my face in her thigh. I so could not look at her and I just wanted to hide. We rode home in the car in silence, and when we got home, my mom told me to go to my room and wait for her there. So I went in, laid down on my bed, kind of on my stomach there, and I didn't get out any toys or any books. I just kind of laid there. After a little bit, my mom came in. She sat on the edge of the bed, and she took her hand and brushed the hair out of my face. I had hair at the time. And she brushed the hair out of my face, and I took my face, and I just buried it in the pillow. I so wanted to just be swallowed up by that bed so I never had to look at her again. And then I felt her put her hand on my back, and I heard her say, "Ricky, what you did today was a bad thing, but that doesn't mean you're a bad boy. It just means you made a mistake." And I don't know in my four-year mind if I really understood exactly what she was saying, but on some level I must have, because for the first time that afternoon I was able to pick my face up, turn it, and look my mom in the eyes. Thank you.